With a vision to rebuild, renew, and restore hearts and homes in the urban community, Urban Life Family Media presents Fruitful Living with Chris and Carol Green. Fruitful Living is the podcast outreach of Urban Life Family Center, an inner healing ministry that has been changing lives in South Central Pennsylvania since September of 2004. For the next few minutes, we're going to bring you into our weekly session from the family prayer room, where you can experience the word that is producing fruitful living.
So God, which is, we were disappointed when it all happened. We came here to Harrisburg. The ministry didn't go like we expected. So me and my wife had to get jobs. And so rather than being pastors that were in full-time ministry that people would only see on Sunday mornings and Wednesday night and Friday night, God said, no, I'm going to put you in the workaday world where people can see you every day and find out if rather you live what you say. We were talking about that this week, how we were so disappointed. Like, God, we thought we was going to be in full-time ministry, you know, because we had been in it for 17 years. We were going to be in full-time ministry, and the Shueys were part of the people that came to our building that we had and laid hands upon us and spoke all these wonderful words of blessings and everything upon us. All this wonderful gathering. The Shueys were there. Pastor Dave Hess was there. Pastor Raleigh Wingfield was there. Apostle Sullivan was there. I mean, the heavy hitters was there. Yeah, we're going forth. Oh, my God. And 3 months later, we didn't have nothing. We had even had that prophecy that this man has spoken at Christ Community that God was going to send thousands and thousands of people. It was in ministry. Our ministry is going to touch thousands and thousands of people. So we were just, yeah, this is going to happen. We are rolling. And then it all just fell apart. And we found ourselves we needed a job. And God put us both. Gave us both state jobs, which we didn't even know. We're so busy being upset that we got to get these jobs because we wanted to be in full-time ministry. We had no idea the thousands of people here in Harrisburg who have been trying all their life to get state jobs. God just literally handed them to us. We didn't even have sense enough to know that we was actually being blessed because we were so disappointed. Pointed that it wasn't going the way we thought, that we didn't know how much God was blessing us in the moment. I don't know who this is speaking to right now, but sometimes you can have God blessing you, but it's not the way you pictured it, so you don't even appreciate it in the moment. But God was actually placing us where he wanted us to be. One of the prophecies that we got in our home church when the elders and the prophets laid hands upon us, that Jesus would be walking up and down the streets of Harrisburg. And so we took that to mean the ministry is going to be so well known and powerful that people will just know. People will know about our ministry all over Harrisburg. No, what Jesus walking up and down the streets of Harrisburg would mean, I'm going to put you, Chris and Carol, on the streets, not up in a building. You get these words and these promises from God, and our imagination gets to going with what that means. And how many of you found out what God means by stuff is so far different from what we think it's going to mean? And so I don't know what you're facing right now. I feel like I've been random all over the place talking today. But whatever it is that you're facing right now that feels like a disappointment and it's not what you planned, let us tell you out of our life the past 10 years, God can have you right on the nose with what he wants you to do, even if you are heartbroken. Even if you are heartbroken, you can be right on the path that God wants you. I didn't know that about God. I didn't know that. That was a completely different way of getting to know my Father. That God can set you on a path And while your feelings are hurt and your heart is hurt, he's actually preparing you. He was preparing us for this day, that day. He was preparing us for this time and that time. For somebody in this room, God don't want your testimony to just be words. He wants it to be your life. Perhaps this is, poor God, this is a wonderful message. Perhaps this is the way to get around the 8-second attention span. This is the way to get around the 2-minute time limit that he puts people in folks' path, and he makes them watch us. And they may only watch us for 8 seconds at a time or 2 minutes at a time, but he keeps putting us in their face. God takes the foolish things. Anybody felt like a foolish thing? God takes the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Takes the base things, just the everyday stuff.
At Urban Life Family Center, we minister in an informal family atmosphere that includes worship, prayer, sharing, and healing. But it's all done in a style and format that uniquely ministers to people in a personal way. From our Sunday prayer and healing sessions to our home church gatherings, everything we do is designed to equip and prepare you to do the work of the ministry. Until next time, remember, God wants to use you to rebuild, restore, and renew hearts and homes in this community. He wants to do it through your fruitful living.